Hey, greetings, this is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, coming to you from northern Missouri. We're on a mission trip. We stopped in a little town, and it reminded me, I want to bring you this unbiblical teacher's moment, reminded me of a body and a relationship, not a relationship, a situation we had some years ago. There's a body in Brookfield, Missouri called Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Mark Bullen is the bishop there, the lone bishop there. He believes one man oversees the entire body of Christ. And in our earliness of Christ, in our youth, and our wet behind the ears, as they say, we looked to them and we tested them. And I spoke to Mark and I emailed with Mark. Well, we had many differences, and over the years, we've returned to reach out to them, still have the many differences. Well, we agree with them on so many things. There's also many things that we must separate from them according to God's word per scripture. We ran into Mark's wife in a grocery store recently. She came up to us and introduced us or invited us to their religious body. That was kind of surprising. They invite people to religious services. I thought we're just supposed to preach the gospel and then bring people into the body of Christ, but that's another whole message, I guess. And I felt uncomfortable talking to the ruling bishop's wife when him and I are separated over biblical matters, and you can read about that. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog from don'tperish.com. Look up Mark Bullen or Living Faith Christian Fellowship. You can read all about that. But I just want to put an audio out there to say, his wife told me that Mark's been studying the Bible since he was 15. Mark's my age, I guess, mid-50s, I don't know, I'm guessing. Well, no disrespect meant, but I've talked to men in their 70s and 80s that have been studying the Bible since they're 5, and they still are very wrong. As Mark Bullen often says, you can be genuine about your faith, and you can be genuinely wrong. Sadly, Mark Bullen is wrong about various issues. If you go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog from don'tperish.com, look up Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, you will see various things about this body that are troubling. We're seeing more troubling signs all the time. I've asked Mark to reason over those things, and it didn't go well in the past, so I had to separate from him. Not interested in talking with Mark about it any longer, nor with other people in his body like Jeff Wallace. The one man I would be interested in talking to is a deacon there named Jesse Hare. Never talked to Jesse. If Jesse wanted to talk to me, he can call me, 608-547-8162. Other than that, no interest. It's a Titus 3, 9 and 10 situation. Move on from those who teach heretical things, which heretical things are basically schisms in the faith. And, you know, Mark Bullen has this idea that he is the lone ruling bishop. He calls himself the chairman of the board. I told his wife I could never unite with a man who would call himself chairman of the board of Christ's body. That's not what Paul taught. That's not what Peter taught. That's not what Jesus taught. We go over that in all the article links. I've got an article on the lone bishop rule. I've got Mark also teaches that the local church is the path to salvation. That's not true. The local body of Christ, if it's biblical, is an arm of God. Of course, God established it. Christ is the path of salvation. And it's directly from man to Christ to God we find salvation, not from man through a bishop or a local body to Christ to God. This is all heresy type teaching. We expose it because we love people. We love Mark. We love his family. We love the people there. We want people to find this, to test themselves against God's word. It's not my truth. You know, Mark has accused me of being rebellious and not wanting to be under authority. I have a question. Why isn't Mark Bullen united with the Mennonites? He separated years ago from religious people, Baptists, Mennonites, because he saw things that were unbiblical and he went off on his own. Why didn't Mark just overlook all their differences and unite in a body? Interesting. Because he says we won't unite. Well, it's the same situation. We see in him unbiblical things, just as he saw in the Mennonites and the Independent Baptists unbiblical things. So we can't unite with him. I just want to make that clear. So go check out our Unbiblical Teachers blog. Most important, check out the gospel. Make sure you truly are in the faith. Check out the 10-point test to make sure you truly are living as fruit that you're Christ, the Christian faith. And let us know how we can help you. Don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Go to our teaching blog. Hundreds of articles on Christmas, Easter, worldliness, carnality, TV, sports, salvation, the gospel, lady pastors, all, you name it. I think we've taught on it. If we haven't taught on it, let us know and we'll study it and we'll do a teaching. We love to grow and learn all the time. That's what we're about. We do three things: proclaim a biblical gospel, teach the true New Testament body, we expose false ways of man-made religion we see on every corner, including the building on Mark's house called his church that he says he built at Living Faith Christian Fellowship. It's sad. We hope that there's some repentance. And if it ever came to that, we would love to help them and support them, encourage them, and unite with them. But to this point, we can't. Go to our resources to help you in the truth and let us know how we can help you in the future. Thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.